Record.
Da 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 da
for the record.
Ian reviews albums today. We finish out Rolling Stone's top 50 albums of 2015. It's been a good couple months.
It has.
Tell me what we're talking about today.
Number one. Kendrick Lamar.
Ooh.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
And?
It's beautiful.
Is it really good?
He does. Yeah. He has like a lot of jazz, like deep jazz influence on a lot of these tracks.
That's
like
sexy.
George Clinton even guests on one of them.
Wow.
Opening track. So it's like, it almost sounds like a spoken word album because it's, you know what I mean? He's talking over these jazz tracks for a little bit and then the beat comes in. But
ooh, I like.
And he's like, he's very angry in this album. Justifiably so.
Okay.
But he also kind of turns the lens on himself and he looks at his flaws. His words, like his lyrics are just ridiculous. Like so poetic, so deep. I don't know. Like,
so deserving of the number one spot then?
I think very much so, yeah.
That's awesome. How many X's out of 5 does Ian give it?
I give it 4.5.
Okay, not bad. And where would one listen to this number one album by Kendrick Lamar?
I think just somewhere solitary. Somewhere if you just need to take a good look at yourself.
Okay, in a cabin in the woods?
Cabin in the woods.
No internet, so you have to have the album downloaded already before you go?
Precisely. Or maybe a record on a, you know, do it vinyl.
Hey, we're going to continue For the Record even after this, right?
Oh, we definitely are.
All right, if you want to listen to more episodes of For the Record, log on myradiox.com. Click on our podcast channel. Ian, anything else you want to add?
Stroganoff.
You're on the X.